Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Crosby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting third. The DH, Tim McCarver. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Terry Hughes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Pohl. And now, play ball. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein bunts towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to third. Crosby moves to second. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Duncan scores. Crosby moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crosby tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is hit by the pitch. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Duncan strikes out. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kuiper strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pohl fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCarver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Duncan reaches third base with a triple. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crosby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl fires to first and picks off Lowenstein. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Blackwell for a passed ball. Kuiper moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Lee reaches second base with a double. Kuiper scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing center field. Joe Liss now playing first base. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes strikes out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Duncan hits a line drive towards third. Hughes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with pole covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-3 in the game. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Rice reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. McCarver goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Indians. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's Indians, 6, Red Sox, 6. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Kuiper goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Indians. Lance Clemens now pitching. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is walked intentionally. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gamble moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Blackwell strikes out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 3 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.